Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. At a recent presentation in Boston, Steve Morosky, an ocean scientist from the University of South Florida, quoted an interesting definition of security as, quote, the protection of the flow of benefit, unquote. The word is pervasive in our current usage: food security, property security, personal security, financial security, national security. How often do we hear these phrases used to justify some ideological opinion, legislative option, social or legal right, financial regulation, or geopolitical act? Security has become a catch-all word imbued with an implication of danger or threat to our benefit that must be prevented at all costs. Indeed, now one even hears the phrase climate security, implying the need for protection against the ravages of nature, typically extreme weather, but now also the consequences of changed air quality, acidification, loss of future food and health resources, even the economic, political, and social chaos that might occur following the physical onslaught of such weather. How do we protect what is near and dear? What is of the highest benefit to us, individual and community alike? Environmentalists these days are focused on trying to understand and communicate the value of what they call ecosystem services, natural processes that are essential to the success of many aspects of our lives and historically dismissed or undervalued in our engineered, manufactured, consumption-based world. The phrase is accurate. The global system of natural phenomena does serve us in myriad ways, but it is nonetheless confusing by a lack of apparent direct connection to our lives. Morosky described ecosystem services as acts of provisioning food, energy, employment, poverty, regulating weather, sequestration, the water cycle, supporting the global economy, environmental justice, governance, and cultural, the adaptations and outcomes for civil society. If you look at these human involvements, you will see that nature is central and invaluable to them all. And if you look even more closely, you will see that the ocean is an inclusive and essential system that combines and connects us all through myriad ties that bind. Thus, it can be argued that the ocean, as a preeminent ecosystem, serves the world to such an important degree that it cuts across and includes all securities, that it represents an incalculable, multidimensional value not to be squandered or lost, and that the continuity of its benefit is an essential national geopolitical imperative. But we don't think about things this way. We don't stand back to consider what serves us best beyond an immediate outcome. We don't think to preserve irreplaceable or non-renewable things if we can use them right now. We don't see the ocean, or all of nature, as a phenomenon that sustains us and therefore must be sustained. We prefer to cut and mine, slash and burn, consume and discard, pollute and poison. Today, almost any suggestion counter to these behaviors is shouted down. Almost any regulation or policy intended to protect or sustain is subverted as an intrusion on what? Our rights, our well-being, our survival. It seems illogical not to see that our security is totally synergistically linked to natural security, and that all of this other stuff does not protect the flow of benefits. Ironically, our actions suggest we prefer to be insecure. Let me ask you to think about two facts. One, the entire world population, today 7 billion strong, now exists on 1% of the total finite amount of water on the globe. In 2050, when the world population is predicted to grow to 9 billion, we will have not one drop more to meet that inevitable, insatiable, increased demand. Two, today we determine national policy, indeed fight wars, for the acquisition and protection of the supply of fossil fuels that drives our cars, factories, and economies, fuels that will also inevitably be exhausted at this rate, at some near-term point in time. Where will we turn to solve those two enormous problems? We will first turn to the ocean for desalinated water, and second, to the ocean for supply of continuous dynamic energy through multiple renewable technologies. And while we are at it, we will also turn to the ocean for protein beyond that generated by land. We will turn to the ocean for the pharmacopoeia of medicines that will heal our diseases. And we will turn to the ocean to invent the forms of governance that will allow us to exist successfully in a world where the needs of the global community must overcome the narrow and destructive causes of conflict. The ocean will provide us true security, provisioning, regulating, supporting, acculturating, protecting, and sustaining its beneficial flow. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.